Turn to Acts 24, and one of those floor Bibles is page 544, all right? There is a word from heaven. Acts chapter 24. Please turn to Acts 24. Let me just remind you or tell you what's going on in Acts 24 so you'll know what's happening. Paul is still on trial, unjustly, by the way. He's on trial for spreading the name and the fame of Jesus. And in God's perfect plan today, here in Acts 24, we see two Easter verses. Easter verses. All right? Can y'all say Easter?
Easter.
There's two Easter verses. I didn't have to go find my own little Easter sermon somewhere and all over the Bible. But in God's perfect plan, the next chapter has two Easter verses. See if you can see them with me. Chapter 24, verse 15. Yeah, verse 15 is the first Easter verse. Look at that with me. Verse 15. Paul's on trial, and he says, having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there will be a, you see the word? What's the next word?
Resurrection.
I told you, I'm going to have to, look, it's in the book. It's in the book. It's okay that we're in the same book, as long as we're in the same book. A resurrection of both the just and the unjust. And then look at verse 21. I ain't making it up. Verse 21, he says, other than this one thing, what I cried out while standing among them, it is with respect to the what? Resurrection of the dead that I'm on trial before you today. Paul says, I'm on trial because of the resurrection. How can this be? Paul is highlighting here what some might call the doctrine of the resurrection. Or he's highlighting the teaching of the resurrection, and to be more specific, verse 21 says he's highlighting the teaching or the topic of the resurrection. Notice it says, of the dead. All right? That's why he says, that's why y'all mad at me, because of the resurrection of the dead. Now that sounds like a horror movie or something, right? It's in the Bible, right? The resurrection of the dead. Joint theaters, right? You know, I mean, like, it sounds like a horror movie, but that's what Paul says, y'all got me on trial for. Now, I know it's Easter, right? And we're supposed to be talking about the physical resurrection of Jesus, right? I know it's Easter. We're supposed to be talking about the physical resurrection of Jesus, but listen. When's the last time you thought about your physical resurrection? No, it's Easter. Have you ever thought long about your physical resurrection? Did you even know that you had a physical resurrection coming? You need to pay attention. Easter did not just happen to Jesus. Easter will happen to everybody. Did you hear that? Easter will happen to everybody. Family and friends, on this Resurrection Sunday, the Spirit of God is primarily speaking to us about the powerful reality, not of Jesus' resurrection, but of your resurrection in the future. We're not looking back mainly to Jesus' resurrection, as amazing as that is. This text, this teaching of the resurrection, is pointing us forward to your future resurrection. In other words, can I see your eyes for a minute? Please understand this. Please understand this. This ain't it for you down here. You know that? Your life here is just the beginning. There's so much more to come. Life as you know it is leading to something way beyond this here. History is racing towards a big moment for you. Earth is right now giving way to eternity. The first day of forever is fast approaching. Your resurrection is coming soon. Did you know that? Hear me. Just like the recent tragic death of Nipsey Hussle, if you know that hood hero, Nipsey Hussle, just like his death, you're going to die soon. But notice that that's just the beginning. Nipsey, Tupac, Aretha Franklin, President George W. Bush, or was it George W. or W.?
George H.W.
George H.W., okay, I don't want to put the man in his grave too soon. The tragic death of several of our East St. Louis youth that we've lost, family members, you, me, listen. All of us will be resurrected in the future. Easter will happen to everybody. Whether you are black or white, your resurrection is coming. Whether you're rich or poor, your resurrection is coming. Whether you are from East St. Louis or Beverly Hills, your resurrection is coming. Whether you believe God chose you or you believe you chose God, your resurrection is coming. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, your resurrection is coming. Whether you're on the hashtag Black Lives Matters or hashtag All Lives Matter, look, your resurrection is coming. Whether you love Jesus or you hate Jesus, your resurrection is coming. And here, the only question is this. Will you be resurrected to everlasting joy or resurrected to everlasting judgment? That's it. There are only two options. Two options. Let me show you that. That's right in the Bible. I hope you got your Bible. We'll look at a few places. Let's just start right here in Acts 24. It's only two options for your resurrection. Verse 15. Paul says in chapter 24, verse 15, he says, having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. What is he talking about? He says there's going to be a resurrection. Sometime in the future, dead people are going to rise. All of them. And there's only going to be two lines. He says the resurrection of the just and the unjust. What's the resurrection of the just? Just means justified. Listen, it means righteous. That word means to be made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ alone. That means you and God are cool. That means he squashed the beef between you and him. That means y'all are friends. That means you're in his family. That means he looks at you because you love Jesus and trust in him, and he says, me and you are cool. That's the resurrection of the just. But then there's another resurrection, it's only two options, of the unjust. Those who are not right with God. Those who are not righteous. Those who are not in his family. Those who don't have the beef between you and God crushed. That's the only two options. The resurrection of the just and the unjust. But not only that, this teaching about resurrection goes way past, starts a long time ago. Paul didn't make this up. We can go way back to the Old Testament. I want y'all to turn, actually. We'll come back. Why don't you grab your Bible and turn to the book of Daniel? You're like, whoa, where's Daniel? Well, if you got one of those Bibles from the floor, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. It's page 437. Daniel's in the Old Testament after Ezekiel. There we go. Daniel chapter 12. The last chapter. Daniel chapter 12. If you have a chapter title, what does your chapter title say? Somebody tell me.
Time of the end.
It means that we need to listen. This is the time of the end. This is an angel telling Daniel this. Look at verse 1, chapter 12. It says, at that time, time of the end, shall arise Michael. Who is Michael? the great prince who has charge of your people.
Wow.
So he said, this is already big. He says, the angel Michael, in the Bible, the strongest angel who protects all God's people. Watch this. He says, at the end time, Michael, who's in charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Revelation calls this the great tribulation. Such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. He said, the most trouble the world has ever known in the existence of history is coming. Now watch what he says. But at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. I want to be in that book. He says, when all hell breaks loose, the great tribulation happens, your people, Daniel, those whose names are written in the book, they're going to be delivered. Now watch what he says. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep, can you say sleep?
Sleep.
They sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Here are your two options. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Look, y'all. Paul got that way back from Daniel. There are only two options. And notice he says, those who sleep in the dust. Did you know that the Bible talks about death as sleep? You realize that? Remember when I went to my first funeral, my grandpa, nobody told me. He was there, laid out, decked out. I was 6 years old, white suit, ring on, glasses. I was like, granddad, just sleep. He just looked asleep, just like this. Yeah, it's called sleep for a reason. It's temporary. Death is temporary. The Bible says one day everybody dead sleep will wake up. And he says there's only two options when you wake up from your grave. It says some will awake to everlasting life. I mean life, real life forever. And then others to shame and contempt. That's death. Okay, you don't believe Paul? You don't believe Daniel? All right, one more. Let's go to Jesus, right? All of this is the Bible, but let's see what Jesus has to say. Go to John chapter 5, one more verse. John chapter 5, if you got those Bibles from the floor, turn to page 519, okay? Page 519, John chapter 5. This is so important. This is the teaching of the resurrection to come. John chapter 5, look at verse 26 through 29. Let Jesus teach us. John chapter 5, verse 26. Jesus says, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Wow. Look at verse 28. He says, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming. This is future. When all who are in the tombs, everybody in their grave, will hear his voice. Y'all see that? And watch verse 29. Two options. And they will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Do you see? There's only two options. The resurrection of life, and the resurrection of judgment. Dear man, dear woman, dear boy, dear girl, this should get your attention. This should make you take a deep breath. This should make you examine your life. This should greatly impact the way you view tomorrow and the way you live today. We're talking about your ultimate future. Way past schooling, way past your career, way past ministry, way past your marriage, way past your family. We're talking about way past your retirement. We're talking about every human being's ultimate future is right here. Two options. This should get your attention and change the way you view everything, because this is where everything is going. Life, death, forever. You have a resurrection coming. Easter is going to happen to everybody. Everybody. At some point in the future, after your one short precious life is over, and after the pallbearers lower your dead body into the burial plot at the cemetery, you will be physically resurrected again. Wow. You will either be a part of the resurrection of the just, or the resurrection of the unjust. You will either be awakened to everlasting life or condemned to everlasting death. And please hear the words of Jesus again. I want to read it in the New Living Translation just in case you didn't get the ESV. Listen, just listen. Jesus says, "Don't be surprised. Indeed, the time is coming when all the dead in their graves will hear the voice of God's Son, and they will rise again. Those who have done good will rise to experience eternal life, and those who have continued in evil will rise to experience eternal judgment." I mean, this is crazy. That means in one sense, every zombie movie is based on a true story. Who want to be honest and say they've seen a zombie movie? You've seen a zombie movie? Yeah. Twisted Minds exists. I've seen one too. This means that every zombie movie, in some sense, is based on a true story. Without the worms and the, you know, arms falling off and all that craziness. Because all the dead on planet Earth will physically rise again out of their graves when Jesus called. Man, Brad, I thought I was thinking about this. Get this in your mind. This means that every dead person buried out at Jefferson Barracks, where my beloved father-in-law is buried, and every dead person buried at Sunset Gardens, where my dear grandma is buried, along with every other dead person in every cemetery in the world, one day will rise up at the resurrecting call of the Lord Jesus Christ to everlasting life or to everlasting death. That's huge. Easter will happen to everybody. The question is, which resurrection will you experience? The resurrection of eternal life? I hope so. Everybody, hope so. Or the resurrection of eternal judgment. We gotta let that sink in. Can I leave you with some good news, though? Come on, it is Easter. I mean, come on. Can I give you some good news? Go back to Acts chapter 24. I don't know if you saw this word. Acts chapter 24. Go back to Acts chapter 24. There's a word there that blessed me. In Acts chapter 24, please go back there. And look at verse 14 and 15. I want to give you some good news, Kairos. I got some good news for you. Look at what Paul says. In Acts chapter 24, verse 14 and 15, he says, "But this I confess to you, that according to the way," which they call the sect. Now, the way was a nickname of the church, for the church. They named it after Jesus because Jesus called himself the way. And everybody who followed Jesus, the way, that's what they were called. So he says, "I'm rolling with the way," which they call a sect. "I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets, just like we read about what Daniel said. He said, I believe what Daniel said in the prophets when he said there's going to be an everlasting resurrection to death and life. He says, verse 15, and having, here's the word, a hope. Can you say hope?
Hope.
That's what, oh, come on, y'all help me out. Can you say hope?
Hope.
This, because it's strange that he would say hope. He says, having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection. Why did he say, I got a hope that there will be a resurrection? Why wasn't he scared? Why wasn't he thinking about zombies? Why wasn't he thinking about, oh no, judgment? He says, that's my hope. What is hope? That's my confident expectation of good. How can Paul think about this great day that we're all racing to, the resurrection? How can he say, that's my hope? That's what I'm looking forward to. Paul is saying, I can say that because I follow the way, aka Jesus Christ. He can say that I have a great hope in God that there will be a resurrection because he says, my hope is in Jesus. Paul's hope wasn't mainly in the resurrection, but his hope was in the resurrector, Jesus Christ. So he said, I'm looking forward to that day with great hope. This is why in Titus 2:13, Paul calls Jesus our blessed hope, y'all. Listen, if Jesus is your blessed and only hope, celebrate. Because your future is bright and beautiful. Did you hear me? Can I see your eyes, please? If Jesus is your only hope, if you're trusting in him alone, celebrate! Because your future is bright and beautiful. Celebrate Jesus who came to earth to save us. Celebrate Jesus who lived a perfect life we can never live to redeem us. Celebrate Jesus who died the death we deserve on the cross to rescue us. Celebrate Jesus who rose victoriously from the dead to welcome us. Celebrate Jesus who ascended to the Father's right hand to intercede for us. Celebrate Jesus who will return for his bride, the church, to be with us. Look, y'all, one glorious day, Jesus Christ, our blessed hope and bridegroom, will come back for his bride. And watch this. We will enjoy an everlasting honeymoon.
Amen.
Somebody should say amen. Revelation 19 says that there's going to be a marriage feast of the Lamb. There is going to be a wedding reception and eternal honeymoon. I should get at least one amen for life. And Jordan, they just got back from the Dominican Republic. Look. This is why real Christ followers look forward to the resurrection. Because we anticipate an eternal honeymoon. We ain't scared. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Jordan was not scared when she anticipated her new husband, Mike, taking her to the Dominican Republic. She was excited when Jesus is your husband and he has defeated death for you. You say, bring on the resurrection and everlasting honeymoon is coming. Everlasting honeymoon. Now watch this, though. Unbelievers should be scared because for them, the resurrection equals hell. Believers should celebrate because for them, the resurrection equals honey. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, because when Jesus rose, because he rose, Christians will rise, not to the resurrection of the unjust, but to the resurrection of the just. When your faith is in Jesus, because Jesus rose, Christians will rise, not to everlasting condemnation, but to everlasting life. Because Jesus rose, Christians will rise and not go to hell, but go to honeymoon. And listen, that's why those who trust in Jesus sing songs of great hope beyond this life. No other faith does that. No other religion does that. Nobody sings of death and resurrection with great hope like a Christian, because Jesus has conquered death for the Christian. I like to call them resurrection songs. I thought about some resurrection songs. And there's a song by this dude named Chris Rice from back in the day. He sang a resurrection song, and he wrote about what heaven would be like when he fell asleep. And he said, "This peace is pouring over my soul. I see the lambs and the lions playing." He said, "I join in and I drink the music. Holiness is the air I'm breathing. My faithful heroes, Moses, Paul, David, they break the bread and answer all of my questions. Not to mention what the streets are made of. My heart's held hostage by this love and these brilliant colors I have never seen. I'll join a billion people for a wedding feast. And I reach out and touch the face of the one who made me. And all the joy I feel and all the peace. Do I ever have to wake up?" Then another brother wrote a resurrection song because of what Jesus did to death. He said, "Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine." But then Grandma wasn't as colorful. She knew what the grave held for her. She knew what Jesus did. So she said, "Some glad morning when this life is over,
with the Lord forever. So
encourage one another. These words. You too can be with us, caught up in the air to meet him. You too can see your resurrection and sing some glad morning when this life is over. I'm not going to hell, I'm going to honeymoon. When I die, hallelujah, by and by,